Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended or as posted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 8th, 2017 meeting.
Staff would note if they were going to be approved, there were staff found a few changes. Other than that, they were good.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes as edited.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Approval or the additional business for this evening. We're going to start off with a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, I know we have another workshop tomorrow, so if you want to give us a brief update, go ahead. But
just tomorrow, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, different time chain, different time, but we'll be at 10 o'clock here tomorrow morning, hopefully finishing up the community design and then tackling some of the goals, objectives, and strategies for the transportation chapter.
Okay. All right, then. Appreciate that. Is there anyone who would like to speak this evening or regarding the comp plan? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good afternoon. I'm here on my own behalf. I have a question.
We need your name first, please.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Mm-hmm. Is what I have. So I have a question. How can you have this meeting when you have no quorum? When you only have two members with unexpired terms, three members that expired on June 30th, 2017, as per Mr. Lawson's comments when they were confirmed to fill the vacancies, that their term ended June 30th of 2017. Now, from the state thing, the county council during the month of June of each year in which a term of any member is therefore appointed by the county government expires, the county government shall appoint members to the commission. As of tonight, they have not been reappointed. The planning board members' appointments are listed on a Tuesday's county council agenda in July.
Well, every commissioner is appointed until it serves until a successor is appointed. If the county council does not appoint them in June, that doesn't mean that the commissioners that are here are ineligible to serve. It just means that they are serving without reappointment. The council could decide to appoint somebody else or could decide to reappoint them, but they serve until their new person is appointed. That's all I can tell you. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, so that worked. Thank you.
Okay.
My name is Dan Kramer. I will tell you this, I'm speaking on my own behalf, nobody else.
Okay.
But you're wrong.
Okay.
Read the law. If a syphilis says they are not to go on, there's a guy, he's a sworn officer of the court, and if he allows you to proceed, as far as I'm concerned, he's allowing you to commit either fraud or illegal activity. That's my opinion.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth. You might be surprised tomorrow afternoon you'll find out that everything you've done here tonight is null and void. Because if a syphilis says they are done the last day of June, not the first day, and it was up to you guys and the county council to make sure that they were re-nominated and reconfirmed and voted on, but they ignored the law. It doesn't say. I know what you just said, but read what it actually says. Look it up. It's there. It stops at because they are appointed to fill in a term only to that point, not beyond. any way you want to read it.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak on the land use plan this evening? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Jean Coggins. I live on right near the development. They're proposing with 19 houses, okay, in Oceanville.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are referring to that tonight?
We will be, but that will be a subject a little bit later. Okay. This period
I
we have. Well, what will happen is you'll hear it read into the record, and that'll be the appropriate
Very
time.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on the land use plan this evening? All right, then, we thank you. We have one other item of additional business this evening, and that is reorganization, and we do that every July. And I will turn the control of the meeting over to our director, and she will be our chairman for the moment.
Thank you. I would open the nominations for chairman of the Planning Commission.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Ross for chairman.
Good one. Okay. Second then. I was going to say not it. So.
There any other nominations? Then I'll have a motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Second.
All right, the nominations are closed, and we'd need a vote on the nomination for Mr. Ross as chairman.
Do we do them one at a time or all together?
One at a time.
Yes.
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 Not voting.
Okay, so the motion to make Mr. Ross chairman passes 4-0. Now I'd open the nominations for vice chairman.
I'd be willing to do it.
Not particularly. I'd rather one of you do it.
I would like to nominate Kim Hoey Stevenson.
Second.
All right.
Are there any other nominations? And I'll take a vote to close the nominations.
Motion to close.
You're going to second?
Yes.
Thank you. And then a vote to elect Ms. Stevenson as vice chairman. Mr. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson's?
Not voting.
Okay, so the motion passes 4-0 for Ms. Stevenson as vice chairman. And then I'm going to turn over the meeting back to the new chairman, Mr. Ross.
I think we have, thank you, Mom. A couple of items of business. The secretary of the commission, typically, Janelle, you serve in that capacity. You want to still continue to serve in that capacity?
Yes.
So I think I can make that appointment as chairman, so I would appoint Ms. Cornwell as secretary of the commission. We also have the requirement to have a couple signatures for the commission. Would you want yourself and Ms. Walls to do that, or do you have someone else in line?
Myself, Ms. Walls, Mrs. Norwood. We're looking to hire two new planners, and then we always have a backup of Jeff Shockley. So I'd like to have that ability to have all of those be able to sign on behalf of the commission.
So we would, can I do that by appointment, Mr. Sharp? So I would appoint Mrs. Norwood, Mr. Shockley, Mrs. Walls, and Ms. Cornwell as signatories for the time being. And then as you add staff, we can add that to the list.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that all the issues that we have for reorganization?
Yes.
Okay, our first item on old business is conditional use number 2079, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 2.
Any Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2079 for Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 2, for an electric generation and nutrient recovery facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, while the process of recycling chicken litter and waste into electricity may be good for the environment, this location is not appropriate for the proposed use. Two, the proposed use involves large processing systems and tanks and involve generators and flares. It also requires a significant amount of truck traffic for delivery and removal of materials used in the process. This is basically an industrial type use. While there are some other conditional uses in the area, they consist primarily of small businesses and baseball fields for children and teenagers. None of them are as intensive as the types of use proposed for this applicant. Three, the proposed use is adjacent to several residential properties.
Ugh.
The proposed use is not compatible with the surrounding residential area, with the large tanks, trucks, traffic, noise, dust, flares, and other adverse factors that will come from it. Four, while there are other industrial uses in the nearby industrial park, none of them are adjacent to residential properties, and all of the truck traffic from those uses enters directly onto Park Avenue, which is a designated truck route. This conditional use, which requires all truck traffic to use Route 9 and Sand Hill Road, is not an appropriate location for the proposed use. Five, there was opposition in the record from nearby uses, including Cheer, Sussex Academy, and Sports at the Beach, about the incompatibility of the proposed industrial use so close to the school, sports complex, and senior center. The testimony included objections, noise, and odor affecting these existing educational, athletic, and senior citizen facilities. They also objected to truck traffic adversely affecting school buses and parent transportation to and from the school at the Route 9 Sand Hill Road intersection and traffic to and from Sports at the Beach. Six, the town of Georgetown expressed concerns about the truck traffic generated by the proposed facility, noting that truck traffic through the town is restricted, that Route 9 is a single-lane roadway with one lane and limited shoulders in each direction, that Sand Hill Road is a minor collector road that is not designed for truck traffic, and that the intersection of Sand Hill Road and Route 9 is in need of significant upgrades and is not suited to handling increased commercial vehicle traffic. Seven, based upon the information in the record about noise, odors, truck traffic, dust, and other factors, I'm not satisfied that the proposed use will promote the health, safety, and welfare of inhabitants of Sussex County, and particularly this neighborhood. Eight, I believe that there are other more appropriate locations for this type of use within Sussex County that will not impact so many residential properties, schools, sports facilities, senior centers, or inferior roads. Nine, for all these reasons, I recommend a denial of this conditional use.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend denial of conditional use number 2079, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 2. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain. I wasn't present for the hearing.
Let the record show the motion passes 4-0 with Mr. Wheatley abstaining. Our second item of old business is conditional use number 2080, Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 1.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2080 for Clean Bay Renewables LLC Sussex 1 for an electric generation and nutrient recovery facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, while the process of recycling chicken litter and waste into electricity may be good for the environment, this location is not appropriate for the proposed use. Two, the proposed use involves large processing systems and tanks and involve generators and flares. It also requires a significant amount of truck traffic for delivery and removal of materials used in the process. This is basically an industrial type use. While there are some other conditional uses in the area, they consist primarily of small businesses and baseball fields for children and teenagers. None of them are as intensive as the type of use proposed by this applicant. Three, the proposed use is adjacent to several residential properties. The proposed use is not compatible with the surrounding residential area with the large tanks, truck traffic, noise, dust, flares, and other adverse factors that will come from it. Four, while there are other industrial uses in the nearby industrial park, none of them are adjacent to residential properties, and all the truck traffic from these uses enters directly onto Park Avenue, which is a designated truck route. This conditional use, which requires all truck traffic to use Route 9 and Sand Hill Road, is not an appropriate location for the proposed use. Five, there was opposition in the record from nearby uses, including Cheer, Sussex Academy and Sports at the Beach about the incompatibility of the proposed industrial use so close to the school, sports complex, and senior center. The testimony included objections, noise, and odors affecting these existing educational, athletic, and senior citizen facilities. They also objected to truck traffic adversely affecting school buses and parent transportation to and from school at the Route 9 Sand Hill Road intersection and traffic to and from sports at the beach. Six, the town of Georgetown expressed concerns about the truck traffic generated by the proposed facility, noting that truck traffic through the town is restricted, that Route 9 is a single-lane roadway with one lane and limited shoulders in each direction, that Sand Hill Road is a minor collector road that is not designed for truck traffic, and that the intersection of Sand Hill Road and Route 9 is in need of significant upgrades and is not suited to handling increased commercial vehicle traffic. Seven, based upon the information in the record about noise, odors, truck traffic, dust, and other factors, I am not satisfied that the proposed use will promote the health, safety, and welfare of inhabitants of Sussex County and particularly this neighborhood. Eight, I believe that there are other more appropriate locations for this type of use within Sussex County that will not impact so many residential properties, schools, sports facilities, senior centers, or inferior roadways. Nine, for all these reasons, I recommend a denial of this conditional use.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend denial of conditional use number 2080, Clean Bay Renewables, LLC, Sussex 1. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Please make the record show that the vote is 4-0 in approval of the motion, with Mr. Wheatley not voting. Our next item is conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2083 for Richard Bell for an office storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business based upon the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. One, there are several conditional uses in this area, and this site was previously approved for a conditional use for an office storage building and storage yard for the applicant contracting business. That prior conditional use expired. Two, the use for an office storage building and storage yard is consistent with other similar uses in this area of Route 9. These uses will not adversely impact neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Three, the use as a recycling and crushing facility for concrete will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling and reusing this material, there will be a reduction of materials going to the landfills. Four, with the conditions of approval, the use of a concrete crushing and recycling facility will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Five, this use promotes the goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan by enhancing the environmental quality of Sussex County. It is also a use which has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable to the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the recycling and crushing use shall be limited to concrete and the steel that's encased. No other wood or metal chipping or grinding shall occur, and no other materials shall be accepted at the site for crushing or recycling. B, crushing operations shall only occur between the hours of 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. In addition, the operator shall cooperate with Sports at the Beach so that crushing operations do not unreasonably interfere with events occurring there. C, materials may be accepted for the crushing and recycling operation between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. D, landscaping shall be installed to screen the use from adjacent residential dwellings. The landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, water shall be available at all times to control dust within the site. G, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be greater than 32 square feet per side. H, the applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by DLDOT. I, the applicant shall not advertise or display products within the front yard area except in the form of landscaping beds and planters. J, there shall be no parking within the front yard setback. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2083, Richard H. Bell III. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Let the record show that the motion passes 4-1. Our next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2084, Term 2 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for CU 284 for Term 2 LLC for a recycle center and a weight scale based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site has been used for a similar operation in the past. It was approved in 1974 as a borrow pit under conditional use number 187 and has been in operation under that approval ever since. Also, an updated site plan for the borrow pit was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission last year. The area around the applicant's property is primarily agricultural with some commercial uses. This is an appropriate location for this use. The use as a recycling facility for materials such as concrete, asphalt, wood, and wood will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling these materials, there will be a reduction of materials going to the landfills. The use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, roadways, or community. This use promotes the goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan by enhancing the environment quality of Sussex County. It is also a use which has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable to the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. The use shall be limited to a recycle center with a scale for concrete, asphalt, wood, soils, and other similar materials. No food products, metals, sanitary waste, or liquids shall be accepted at the site. Material acceptance and processing hours shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be a vegetative buffer of at least 50 feet from all boundaries on the site. No material processing shall occur within 100 feet of County Road 427. A water truck shall be available to control dust within the site. One lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be greater than 32 square feet per side. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2084, Term 2 LLC. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show the motion passes 5-0. Our next item is change of zone number 1819, MTC Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1819 for MTC Properties LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along US Route 13, Sussex Highway, adjacent to other property owned by the applicant that is currently zoned C1. This rezoning would allow the reasonable expansion of the applicant's business operation in an area that is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is in an area where other commercially zoned properties exist. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the property currently has a commercial entrance. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along US Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Six, no parties appeared in opposition of this rezoning.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1819 MTC Properties LLC. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show the motion passes 5-0. Our next item is change of zone number 1823, WMF Watercraft and Marine Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CZ 1823 for WMF Watercraft and Marine Inc. for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Route 24 adjacent to another property owned by the applicant that is currently zoned C1. This rezoning will allow the reasonable expansion of the applicant's business operation in an area that is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is in an area where other commercially zoned properties exist along this side of Route 24. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning, and it fills in a gap between commercially zoned properties on either side. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, with CR1 zoning for the entire site, the applicant will have to comply with all site plan requirements for any commercial use on the property, and it will have to comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements associated with the development of the site. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along this area of Route 24 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 district. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1823, WMF Watercraft and Marine Incorporated. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that the motion passes 5-0. It is now time for our public hearings, ladies and gentlemen, on our